It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Investigators in Winder, Georgia, are looking for the motive behind another school shooting. Police say a 14-year-old student at Appalachian High School killed two other 14-year-olds and two teachers yesterday. NPR will bring you developments here and at NPR.org. Today, we also have news of gun kits. They're components that someone can turn into untraceable firearms. Critics call them ghost guns. There have been tighter regulations and lots of lawsuits, and now NPR's Martin Costi reports that one of the biggest kit makers appears to have stopped selling them.
Polymer 80 sold handguns as if they were model airplanes. You got the parts, the instructions, and lots of people online happy to help you put it all together into a working firearm. But now the company's website has gone dormant and no one is answering the phones.
It was too easy. It was too successful. It was essentially something like a Glock in a box.
That's Cody Wilson of the Austin-based company Defense Distributed. He's known for pioneering aspects of do-it-yourself gun manufacturing, as well as his plea bargain a few years later in a sexual assault case. Wilson says it appears Polymer 80 has become a victim of its own success. It was hit by multiple lawsuits, something Wilson says has happened to his company too.
Defense Distributed has been involved in maybe 15 federal court cases. Often these are at the direction of groups like Giffords, Everytown. From our point of view, the usual suspects.
Those gun control organizations are happy to take the credit. David Pacino is legal director of the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. They led a lawsuit which this spring forced Polymer 80 to stop selling its kits in the region around Philadelphia. He says Philly has seen a rash of murders involving Polymer 80 guns.
Their business model was not selling to a small number of hobbyists who are otherwise lawful gun owners. Their business model was largely selling guns to gun traffickers.
The lawsuits are based in part on the Biden administration's decision in 2022 to classify these kits as guns, which means they have to be sold with serial numbers and background checks. Pacino says that ruins the business model, but he believes Polymer 80 and other kit makers still hope the Supreme Court can save them. It's scheduled next month to review that 2022 rule, which defined kits as guns.
Their play at this point is to try to just hold on, and hopefully the Supreme Court will throw them the lifeline, will strike down this rule, and they can get back to churning out these products.
It's a technical case about federal regulations, not necessarily about constitutional gun rights. In Texas, Cody Wilson says he understands that the feds have a complicated problem trying to define how many and which parts equal a gun. But he says it's also a problem that he'd prefer to see just go away.
I suppose the greatest outcome would be the right to make firearms as a part of the Second Amendment. But I dare not dream.
A Second Amendment dream or a nightmare scenario for gun control groups. Martin Costi, NPR News.